I'm Lanny Endicott. I've been at ORU now for, Oral Roberts University that is, for about 38 years. And I do some consulting for child welfare with the state and with one of the Indian tribes here as well. And I've been doing that for some time as well. And in addition to doing some of my work here with child welfare, with DHS, I've done some debriefing when there's a crisis in a county office, and I've been doing that for about 12 years. And so I've had a lot of experience in working with people who are really stressed on the job, compassion fatigue, even going toward burnout. In fact, they've even encountered some folks that are just absolutely burned out, but they can't really change jobs because it's a small county and it's a good paying job. So you run into some real conflicts there when you work in this area. So as a response to that, I've been doing some training or developed this training package, and I've had different phases of it over time. And you can find this on my website, drlannyendicott.com/tripod.com. And this whole presentation is there. You can use it however you want. It's free. I don't charge anything for anything I do. So it's my passion to help our profession stay professional and help our profession stay healthy. That's one of my whole goals in this whole thing. So anyway, let's go for it. Go to the next slide. Are you there, Rick?
Got it. I advance to the next slide. Breathe in, breathe out.
Yes. Actually, we went past suggestions for training. And let's go on the breathe in, breathe out. This is kind of a thing I developed with some help of a professor here that's really into some of the mystical kind of things. The idea of the breath of life, breathing in, breathing out, that breath is very important to all of us, that breathing helps us to relax ourselves, as we all know as professionals, basically. And then I say, breathe in, just take a deep breath, breathe out, and then if you go to the fourth slide, you've got, before you breathe in again, you say relaxation. Then you breathe in, slow, deep belly breath, release it, breathe out, peace. The next one would be healing. And you can even, I'll get to this a little bit later. But if you go to the fifth slide, are you there?
Got it. Starts with moving over the water surface.
Yeah. I put this in here because, in talking to some of my mystical friends, both Hebrew and Greek words for the spirit refer to the breath of God. I see breathing as necessary to life and calmness, but also as a metaphor of breathing in the spirit and the resources brought to us by the Spirit of God. That is the fruit of the spirit, healing, relaxation. Finally, I see this form of breathing as a form of prayer, breath prayer, literally breathing in God, breathing in the spirit, remembering his presence within, calling upon his help for our needs. And in the triangle, you breathe in. You can even say, Spirit, breathe, and say what your need is. Or you can utter each breath, one of the fruits of the Spirit. Whatever suits you, you can do this. I have found it very helpful to me. I've done this now for several years. And then on the next slide, if you look at, I'm not going to go over all these verses for you, but there's a lot in the scriptures about the Spirit of God and the Spirit of God as a part of us. And the metaphor, that breathing connected with thinking about incorporating the Spirit helps us to develop ourselves spiritually as well. And if you go to slide number 7, you've got fill in the blank, breath of life. Now, in a secular audience, I do this in secular audiences too, I'll say breath of life. But for us who are believers, we'll say Spirit of God or Spirit. Breath of life, breathe. And then if you go to the next slide, which is number 8, you'll see Spirit as you inhale, breathe as you exhale, love, Spirit, breathe, take your time, love, joy, peace, the fruits of the Spirit, as I said before. I hope this is meaningful to you. It's very meaningful to me, and I've been doing it for some time now. I've done a lot of reading on this and kind of developed this form along with the picture you see of the water coming down the mountainside going over the rocks. I hope that's meaningful to you. And you can actually combine deep breathing with imagery. And you can go to that very scene, or you can go to the sea. You can go to the mountains. You can go wherever you want. You can go to grandma's backyard. Everybody has a place or places where they can go in their imagination and relax and breathe and incorporate the Spirit, even the Spirit of Thanksgiving within. Okay, go to the next slide, number 9. Before I go to number 9, Rick, you want to open it up just for a moment, see if anybody has any questions about that?
Okay, are there any questions?
For those of us that have the PowerPoint printed out, I don't know about others, but I'm a little bit lost. Maybe it was edited since I printed this, but I printed this, couple of days ago, but we're missing, I think, some of the imagery pictures. And as you move on, the next slide we have is professional self-care, social work. Is that going to be next?
That's right. That's correct. That's correct.
All right. So we're just missing a couple, I think.
Okay. Luann, if you want to shoot me an email at richw.org, I'll send you the updated PowerPoint slide Luann's working from.
Oh, that'd be great. I'm not at the computer now, but that would be great.
Okay. Yeah, I think you did download an earlier copy, Lanny, updated.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I'm always changing and modifying, and sorry for that.
Hi, this is Dolores Hill from California. I'm sorry I'm late. I didn't have my passcode, and I don't have my computer at work, so I had to call home and ask my husband to get it for me. So
great, thanks for joining.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, Rick.
A 9.
Rick, why don't we go on then?
Okay, Lanny, callers are muted. It's all yours.
Okay, we're down to professional self-care and social work. This statement appears in Social Work Speaks. I worked on it somewhat in the last delegate assembly that we had for social work for NASW, and just simply says that professional self-care is an essential underpinning to best practice in the profession of social work. The need for professional self-care has relevance to all social workers in the settings where they practice. The practice of self-care, the next slide. Slide number 10. The practice of self-care is critical to the survival of and growth of the social work profession. Health, and there's several other things in there, but then I said health and productivity of the social worker. Then we get into slide number 11. And this is a code of ethics that we follow, 4.05, called impairment. Point A, social workers should not allow their own personal problems, psychosocial distress, and it goes on with some others, to interfere with their professional judgment and performance or jeopardize the best interest of people for whom they have a professional responsibility. Go to the next slide, if you would. NMB, or actually, if I go back to this, actually go back to A, if you would, which would be slide 10. Can you do that? And the point I make here is a lack of self-care can lead to impairment of the social work professional. Can our impairment be damaging to our clients? How? Note that the purpose of social work licensing is to protect the public from the social worker. That's why we follow the code of ethics. Our impairment can put our clients in jeopardy. How can the social worker's personal problems be injurious to his or her clients? And one of those would be just being angry with your clients, as we'll get into. Not being attentive to your client, being attentive to your own struggles, not being fully present with your client can be damaging to the client. Is that true? I'll let y'all answer that one. Go to the next one, if you will, slide number 12.